deepest, darkest crypts, to the backwoods swamp where you hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket to the fears lying deep inside your subconscious. It's time for the Big Scary Show.
This is Leonard Pickle from Hong Kong 2015 on The Big Scary Show.
This is Dave Riedeveld from the Frightened Falcon Haunted Maze in Falcon, Colorado, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, it's Dr. Bill Ramsey, otherwise known as Dr. Terrorize, and giving a big shout out to The Big Scary Show here at Hong Kong.
Hi, this is Steve Colbert from Hauntex. And you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hey, this is Patrick Voss with VFXCreates.com. And you're listening to The Big Scary Show at Hong Kong.
Hi, this is Brandon Hovind from Warp Studios, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Kevin Stitch from Sinister FX in Louisville, Kentucky, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, I'm Robert Kurtzman, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, it's Marty Araminski from Chamber of Horrors, New York. I just give a big shout-out to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Ben Courtney from Tombstone Factory, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
That is almost as annoying as my ex-wife. Actually, I think she might be more. Man, where is Badger? I know him and Wiki Wendy are here. I saw Vic and I saw Jen. They told me they were here. So, I mean, I've seen Leonard. And, you know, there goes Robert Kurtzman. I saw him. Can't find Badger anywhere. Those trash cans are so cool. Anyway, well, hopefully we'll figure out what's going on, because on this Big Scary Show, everything's about Hong Kong. And Badger and Wicked Wendy have been hitting up the trade show floor getting some great interviews for the show. We're also going to hear from Storm in a hot minute. And the unknown scare actor is back to face your fears. And I'm sure it has to do with that damn horn going off again. Badger reads the news. I come in with some great music to keep everybody in the mood as we get everything rolling for the convention season. It's all this and much more here on The Big Scary Show, Hong Kong 2015 edition. Oh God, no. Please tell me that's not true. Leonard's twerking again. Somebody get him away from the zombie juice. Oh crap, he heard me. Shit, I gotta go!
And ladies and gentlemen, one of the great things I like to do on this show is give away fantastic prizes courtesy of Screamline Studios, and here's the opportunity to do it again for the month of February. It's time for our gruesome giveaway sponsored by Screamline Studios. Please go to ScreamlineStudios.com, check out all their fantastic stuff, or you could listen to The Big Scary Show and maybe be a winner, just like we're about to find out here. You know how this works, folks. Last show we had a question. We asked you to email us that answer along with some contact info. We had lots and lots of entries, and we picked a random person. And I believe we have that random person on the line. Random person, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Jennifer Smith, and I'm calling from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Waukesha, lots of good haunts up in the Wisconsin area, greater Wisconsin area there. Excellent. You know how this works. You sent in an email to us with all that information on it. But before we find out if you know the answer to the gruesome giveaway, I got a couple of quick legal questions to ask you. Number one, have we contacted you in any way, shape, or form other than to tell you when to call in?
No.
And number two, that's great, by the way. Number two, have you tried to influence us in any way to get us to pick your name above all the others?
No.
Excellent. Well, Jennifer Smith from Waukesha, Wisconsin, to find out if you're the February edition of the Gruesome Giveaway winner, you need to answer this particular question. How much extra was it to stay, or is it to stay, on the 13th floor at the West Coast Haunters Convention?
$150.
You are absolutely correct. Congratulations to Jennifer Smith of Waukesha, Wisconsin. It is $150, and from what I hear, it's a bargain at twice the price. But anyway, Jennifer, if you'll stay on the line for just a couple of quick moments, we'll get some shipping information from you. I just want to ask you one last thing. Do you work at a haunt, own a haunt, do a home haunt, anything like that?
I actually work for the Wisconsin Fairgrounds in their ticket booth. So awesome, awesome place.
I've heard good things. I believe they're going to be a stop on the Legendary Haunt Tour this season. So everybody,
they are.
Go check that out, because I've been wanting to go there for many years and see what Tim's got going on up there. But once again, congratulations, Jennifer Smith of Waukesha, Wisconsin, the February Gruesome Giveaway winner. And again, thank you to Screamline Studios for providing these great gifts. Again, hold on the line for just a second, Jennifer. Everybody else out there, we'll be right back with the rest of the show. And remember, we're going to do it again in March, so be sure to enter the March Gruesome Giveaway coming up soon here on The Big Scary Show.
Transworld's Halloween In Attraction Show returns to the America Center in St. Louis, Missouri, March 19th through 22nd, 2015. The Transworld Halloween In Attraction Show is the only industry trade show of its kind in the world. There is no other show that has as many exhibitors and industry-related products. For the past 19 years, Transworld's annual Halloween and Attraction Show has created the marketplace for the haunted house industry. This show is a must-attend event if you are thinking about opening or currently operate a haunt, corn maze, farm, pumpkin patch, paintball field, family fun center, amusement park, zoo, aquarium, Halloween retail store, or anything Halloween-related. We have everything you need to make your Halloween season a success. Each year, the show continues to grow with new exhibitors and new product and more buyers on the show floor. The Halloween and Attraction Show combines the products and knowledge of over 300 exhibitors that you need to see this March. See you at the Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon in Baton Rouge. Unfortunately, the trade show floor is over for today. And even more unfortunate, I don't get to stay another day because I've got to catch those planes and go to those pesky day jobs that everybody complains about cutting into our Halloween fun. But I thought I'd take a couple of minutes after the first day to talk to Leonard Pickle of HauntCon. It seems like it's been a very successful, from all indications. The casino and hotel here is just absolutely packed with people. And, you know, Leonard, it looks like attendance is up this year from Houston. You know, granted, there was an ice storm last year in Houston, but, and you know, it's 70 degrees here to start a Mardi Gras. And, frankly, I've seen people that look like they just came right off the street here and have bought tickets to check out everything. How's the day been for you?
It's been a great location for us. We're really excited. The attendance is up. The exhibitors are doing fantastic. So we're actually having a great show.
So, are people just like on a whim buying a ticket to come on the floor, or is it 99%, you know, people who've already paid and all that pre-registered?
Yeah, 99% of the people have pre-registered, but we are having some walk-ups, so it's an exciting opportunity to be able to, you know, to grow our industry. That's one of the reasons that we move to a new city every year, is because it gives people an opportunity that didn't even know there was a haunted house industry to show up. We got some great press on Friday, and so there's some people that have showed up and are called that have never even heard and didn't even know there was a haunted house convention.
So the local media, despite being Mardi Gras, has come down and done a couple of stories?
Yeah, I guess they're bored with Mardi Gras. That happens every year. But
How often do a bunch of haunted
house people invade the city.
Yeah, God, another bunch of floats and beads. Yeah, sure. But looks like it's been a fun. I mean, the parades were going on last night, and there's parades going on tonight. And people are just having the tours to New Orleans themselves were just great. And, again, I wish I could be here for all 4 days, but unfortunately I can't. So the education, it looks like the rooms have been filled and everything as well.
Our education is always exemplary, and it's been fantastic this year. You know, we had Robert Kurtzman, who's done, like, special effects for 400-some-odd movies. He's teaching people how to do a mask and how to sculpt cast it, we're going to paint it on Monday. It's just been a fantastic show, and there's still plenty to go. I mean, tomorrow night is the costume ball, and then we still have all day Monday with education and another tour of the mortuary on Monday, and plus the Tuesday classes. I mean, we're just barely getting started. This is really our first day.
Yes, don't remind me. So why was the costume ball moved to a Sunday night rather than a Saturday?
Well, this hotel was in a situation that we there wasn't enough ballroom space to do the trade show and the ball at the same time.
So it's going to be where the trade show is.
So we're having to flip the trade show into the ball. You know, we've been trying to come to New Orleans or Baton Rouge for years, trying to get out here to see the 13th Gate, which in my opinion is, if it's not the best haunted house in the country, it's at least top two or three. So that's the reason that we're here, was to see Baton Rouge or to see the 13th Gate here in Baton Rouge. We weren't able to get to see the House of Shock this year, unfortunately. But that was the reason that we were coming, was to see those two shows. And then, of course, The Rise, which is, you know, a brand-new show. It's only been around for a couple of years, but it's an amazing show as well. I mean, it's a hidden gem, and everybody's going to really enjoy that this year.
And let's not forget Necropolis 13. I have to say, that's probably one of the greatest cemeteries I have ever walked through.
Yeah, it's an amazing concept, and we did the lights on walkthrough of 13th Gate last night, and the last section of that show, so innovative, so incredibly done. You know, I was blown away. It's something that you know, if you were going through it in season or with the lights off and the actors pushing you through and that kind of stuff, you wouldn't have been able to see any of that amazing detail that they have in that show.
Did you happen to catch the particular mausoleum in Necropolis with a very familiar name on it?
I did. That's a funny story, because the last time I went through that, when it was in operational in season, I saw it. I saw the Pickle Crypt, laughed my ass off, whipped out my camera, took a picture of it, which the actress that was standing right there next to me immediately took my camera away from me and says, "I'm sorry, your pictures aren't allowed. But wait, that's my name. Wait, no, you can't do that. No, wait, you have to delete this." It's like, no.
Oh, that's fabulous. And I saw a few other familiar names as well on several grips. So.
Yeah, I made sure to go out there because it was a lights on tour, where we could take photographs to make sure I got a picture of it. I'll try to put that as my icon on my website so everyone can see it.
Oh, that'd be tremendous. I'll go ahead and say the breaking news that you gave us on Friday night was actually not as breaking, because I had heard about it on Friday afternoon based on a secret access to some information, being the journalist that I am. Excuse me, something in my throat there. But next year, HauntCon 2016 is going to Birmingham, Alabama, of all places. Again, a southern state, because, again, I'm assuming it's in late January, warmer weather, which you have talked about many times before. What are some of the haunts that I know there's some really good name haunts in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. Are you looking at particular ones that
Absolutely.
You've been talking to? What can we hopefully expect in 2016?
Yeah, we're talking to everybody, and I've actually been surprised at how many people have come forward that have haunted houses that they take down every year that wouldn't normally be available to us in January. They said, "Oh no! If you're coming, we're going to stay up." So we're going to have a great opportunity to tour a lot of haunted houses in the area. You know, and we're close enough to hit Nashville, hit Atlanta. I mean, there's a lot of reach that we could do on the pre-show tour. So, and that's going to be the biggest challenge, is going through, seeing who's available, seeing who's interested in doing a tour, and putting that package together is going to be exciting.
And as soon as you can confirm some names with us, of course, let us know here on the Big Scary Show, because we certainly want to get that out there to the masses.
We will do that. I mean, we're talking to everybody. You know, Aatrox is the big player in town. There's also Sloss, which it will be interesting because they do strike their show, but it's an amazing building, so I'm sure that'll be at least on the pre-show. Warehouse 31 is there, and there's some other haunts that are a little bit further out that are really good that we're looking forward to trying to make sure that we can get out there to see them.
How about the inspiration tour, as you were calling it yesterday, where you went to the cemeteries, you went to the churches, and you went and saw this cool stuff? Everybody I know that went to that, went into New Orleans, Bourbon Street, and all that stuff, said it was the most fantastic thing they've ever done.
You know, that's really amazing, because we've always called that a pre-show haunt tour. with, and it was always, for a while there was it was a competition between Midwest and I, that how many haunts could we put on the tour. But recently we've been given, people have been saying, you know, we really want quality over quantity, because when you're talking about 10 or 15 haunted houses, you know, some of them have got to be, you know, lower quality than the others.
And you don't get a chance to really spend a lot of time at them either. It's kind of like run them through because you got to drive 100 miles to the next one.
Well, we were pretty good about not doing that, but still, you know, and we took that to heart, and that's really one of the reasons that made us decide to go to Louisiana, which there aren't really a lot of haunted houses here, especially with House of Shock out of the running. But so we did all the only haunt that was on the pre-show tour was the Rise and the Lights On tour, which everybody loved, and they were all going back tonight to see with the actors in. But you know, the rest that we did was an above ground cemetery, you know, New Orleans or St. Louis number one, which is where Marie Laveau was buried.
Queen of Voodoo.
Incredible. You know, with some museums in town, and then of course Bourbon Street, and it's the biggest pre-show we've ever had. I mean, we had more people sign up than we've ever had for a pre-show at HauntCon, and I was really concerned about it because it didn't have the number of haunts that we would normally have in a pre-show. So that opens up some possibilities of seeing some other things, and you know, I just kind of came down here and looked around, and saw everything that was to see, and decided what if I was on the pre-show tour, what I would like to see, and that's what we put on the tour, and it was fantastic. Everybody had a blast. You know, and I don't know who was thinking about, you know, dumping 150-some-odd haunters onto Bourbon Street and telling them they had 3 hours before the bus leaves. I don't know whose idea that was.
That was Steve-O's, probably.
Because there were a lot of people that were having way too much fun on Bourbon Street before that last tour. But, no, it was a great time, and I think everybody had a good time. And it was an opportunity to do what it was saying. It was inspiration. You know, we saw architecture. You know, we saw graveyards. We saw some really cool stuff in New Orleans. And a lot of people, I was amazed at people, how many people said, I've never been to New Orleans.
It's not easy to get to sometime if you live up in Michigan or Illinois or, you know, Hawaii or Spain or whatever. But it sounds like a fun time was had by all. Probably next time you do a tour of this type of magnitude in a town like New Orleans, you might not want to have classes at 8:30 in the morning. Well, there was a few people that were like, I'm sleeping in.
Well, and that's a problem. Getting people to go to bed at HauntCon is tough. I mean, they meet up with people that they haven't seen in a while. That you know, they maybe even see only once a year, and my biggest trouble is getting people to go to bed. So I always put some of the best seminars early in the morning to try to get people out of bed and to get them to go to bed the night before.
Yeah, mixed success this year, maybe. Well, depends. So depends on your point of view, who you're talking to. So some people are early risers, and some of people aren't. We'll just leave it at that.
Present company accepted, I guess.
I'm no comment, and I keep coughing and. Things like that. So we'll just leave it at that. So once again, by the time this airs, 2015 will be over in the books. For all indications, it looks like it's going to be very successful. Congratulations, I'll say at this point, with only minor hiccups here and there, like every convention expects. You know, it looks like it's going to be a really good show. And again, we're looking at 2016 Birmingham, Alabama.
January 28th through the 1st.
Football season will be over, so, you know, people will be looking for things to do on the weekend. Excellent. You know, Alabama is a hotbed of football, you know. Iron Bowl excluded, of course. But anyhow, for people wanting that information, maybe go ahead and get some hotels, the Sheraton, correct? Sheraton,
correct.
Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
So they may want to go ahead and start looking at availabilities, travel plans, things like that. How can they get that information?
Eventually, it'll all be on HauntCon.com. We don't have anything set up yet, so we're going to have to set up the website with the hotel and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
And we'll start talking to the haunts and getting those things locked down, so we'll be able to announce the tours. You know, it's been a while since we were able to announce where HauntCon was going to be at the previous show.
I was going to say, it's been at least since Orlando that you have done that. So the Louisville show, I believe, was the last one that you announced at the show. So it's been 3 years at least, so good to have that information back.
Yeah, and that's a mistake on our part, and we knew that, but we're always trying to do the best that we can do, and sometimes that takes time, and we're always looking at opportunities that sometimes they fall through, and you know, and so we have to go to plan B.
Sure. And of course, you know, if you're a city that may like to host a few thousand drunken people who like scary things and things that go bump in the night, you might want to get in touch with Leonard, and especially if you have a thriving haunt scene, because yeah, I'm sure you're always looking, preferably in the southern half of the United States in January, I assume. But, you know, I'm sure 17, 18, 19 may be in the planning stages. Not for me to know it. Not for me to know at this point. But once again, Leonard, excuse me again, not going to talk about last night.
The congratulatories are going to go out here, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be thanking you for a great HauntCon 2015 here in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting our show. Really appreciate it. The vendors have been really thrilled with our attendance, so things are looking great for 2016.
Excellent. And once again, folks, unfortunately, I have to get on a plane, so my coverage of 2015's HauntCon is coming to an end. But then again, there is those parades outside the hotel and, of course, the legendary hospitality suite. So it should make my plane ride a whole lot funner. But anyway, my name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we are out.
Psychocharger. I eat the dead. On The Big Scary Show.
Drew Badger here live, HauntCon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the start of Mardi Gras. Everybody's having a good time. We're chatting with all the vendors, having some really cool stuff out here. And of course, you know, if you're going to build a haunt or if you're going to do a home haunt, you better have a cool set of tombstones out there.
Always great effect. I'm looking at some really, really detail-oriented, really cool stuff. And some real stuff from, like, mortuaries and funeral homes and stuff. I'm at the Tombstone Factory all the way out in California. I got Ben Courtney here, the owner of that. How you doing, Ben?
Pretty good. How are you?
Tell me a little bit more about these tombstones. They look foam, but, God, they actually look like granite and real stone and everything, but they are foam and other stuff.
They're extruded polystyrene, which is the technical name for pink foam that everybody uses. We just get a higher density of the pink foam because we buy it by the truckload, and it's not perforated or really messed with in any way, that unlike what you would find at Home Depot or big box stores. So we take a 4x8 sheet of foam, we CNC engrave all the text and detail into it and cut them out, and then we do hand distressing. On some of them, we put resin appliques, resin castings on a few of them. And those, the resin castings are done by Necrotic Creations.
Who is a fine sponsor of our show.
There you go. Yeah, so we use their stuff for the tombstones and for these big custom gargoyle heads.
Which are really, really awesome.
And we import those for fog, too, and they look really great when you just have fog just bellowing out of the mouth of that thing. Yeah,
That would look really cool. And I notice you have some here that have lights behind them, and you can light these things up if needed.
We can light anything up that you need. Yeah, we take the foam for this particular archway. We cut everything out, we flip it over, and then we do what's called pocketing out the backside to make room for the LEDs and the plexiglass, and then we CNC cut the plexiglass to fit the particular form, and then a back piece that's all friction fit in. So it's when we use the ribbon LEDs, multifunction wireless controller, and so for indoor or outdoor haunt, they're good. They're interior exterior LEDs.
How weatherproof is all that?
It's all extremely weatherproof. The LEDs are actually sealed in a rubber casing, and I mean they're completely sealed LEDs, so they can sit out. The only weak spot would be the actual transformer that, you know, if you're going to put it outside, I'd put that in a little rubber baggie or something. But all the, you know, everything here is all doweled together. It breaks down really easy. It sets up really easy. It completely fits into one box so you can store it away and put it away at the end of the season. But we can cut whatever you want.
So do you do more custom work? Somebody comes to you and says, I need this with this inscription on it or this logo or this type of design, or do you have like a stock that's already there for somebody to come shop and look?
We have both. We have 45, give or take, stock items, tombstones and cemetery signs, home signs and stuff, but also, you know, a major component of the business is the custom stuff where people have their specific haunt. We can match their haunt logo, their, you know, and put all of their imagery and their graphics and stuff onto the foam and carve it out and make it three-dimensional.
Excellent.
And, you know, and our software is pretty fancy, can do a lot of stuff, so...
So there you go.
Yeah.
Now, what is some of this stuff here that's actually not yours but somebody with you?
Hauntteaks, and they actually have it. It's hauntteaksusa.com is their website. Ours is tombstonefactory.com. And Wes Holt is the purveyor of that business, and what he does is he travels the country as an antiques dealer, and in part of that business, he finds old antiques that are suited for the haunt industry. I mean, stuff from old funeral homes, mortuaries, and, you know, old surgery, doctor's equipments, old hospitals.
I was going to say this stuff looks really realistic, and it turns out there's a reason for that, because it
is
really real. That's
like,
right.
This is an old burial urn that's solid brass. Feel the weight on that.
Oh, God, this thing probably weighs at least 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And listen to that. That's solid there. That ain't no foam.
For real.
I like the glass syringes there, the
old
equipment.
Glass syringes, old...
The
tools,
sinister-looking tools in there. God, I would not have wanted to have been a patient back
medical
then.
Medical tools. I mean, he finds a lot of stuff. The, Venus system charts, and here's some, you know, that's a sign from an old funeral home. And then the funeral procession.
Sure, the procession
guards,
where they close the roads and things.
Yeah.
Lots of really cool stuff here. I mean, again,
I love that. Boot Hill Dodge City. That's genuine and everything.
It is genuine.
So.
Yeah.
So for people wanting to get maybe a little information on the Hauntiques here or the Tombstone Factory, where they can, if they have a custom order they want to come, or just check out all the cool line of products and everything, what are the websites, social media, anything like that where people can find them?
We have tombstonefactory.com, Hauntiques.com, Tombstone Factory's on Facebook and Instagram. It's Tombstone Factory on Facebook, and then it's at Tombstone Factory for Instagram. Our web address is, or our email address is hauntersunite@gmail.com, nice and easy, or Wes at hauntiques.com, hauntiquesusa.com.
And you're based out of California, but ship everywhere, right?
We ship everywhere. We ship all over the place. We get really good rates on shipping because we do it a bunch, and our packages weigh nothing, you know, so.
Excellent. Yeah. Ben Courtney, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show and at HauntCon. I wish you nothing but success, and I'm sure we'll see you at HauntX or Scare LA or West Coast, Midwest, and Transworld, all the great conventions out there. Remember, folks, if you need a quality tombstone, tombstonefactory.com. If you want this really cool and really evil and real, emphasis on medical and antique type of stuff, hauntiques.com. My name is Drew Badger.
Hauntiques USA.
Hauntiquesusa.com. My apologies. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
Announcing the second annual Haunt X Haunters Retreat, April 30th through May 3rd, 2015, at the Circus Convention Center in Reno, Nevada. With 4 days of classes and workshops and a two-day trade show, Haunt X is an immersive experience with activities taking place 14 hours a day, including a costume ball, cheesy movie night, a paranormal investigation and pub crawl, scary scavenger hunt, and the soon-to-be legendary hospitality suite. For more information, visit www.hauntx.com. That's hauntx.com. We'll see you in Reno.
Greetings, mortals, and anything else listening. Welcome to the Big Scary Show's Deadline News. We start out with some very sad news from Fear the Darkness Haunted House in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, via Facebook. Today, with a heavy, heavy heart, I will take a moment to say rest in peace to Tristan Brown, a great man, oh so very young and full of life. A volunteer for a few years at our house, you will be deeply missed, our friend and family member. Tristan was a happy kid you could either always find or never find, depending on the reason if you were looking for him or not. Usually roaming somewhere on a scooter or near the French fry truck, everyone loved this guy, full of energy, almost too much at times. In a haunted house, there was always a lot of strange and obscure noises, and if there happened to be a new one you haven't heard that night, it was probably him in the shadows. He went from being too scared to go in the house alone to one of the most curious and frightfully talented people in the house, always making jokes and laughing. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Tristan Brown and offers up this moment of silence. We have this update from the Darkness Haunted Attraction at Transworld. The Darkness Tour 2015 will be the best tour they've ever offered during Transworld, including a barbecue dinner, behind-the-scenes tours, live actors, screams, and the return of the all-new concept at Lemp Brewery. Prepare for the biggest fright of your life. The behind-the-scenes tickets are over 70% sold out, and the live tour on Saturday is over 55% sold out. Get your tickets now because they are cheaper during the month of February. Get your tickets at www.thedarkness.com. We have this update from Spooky Empire featuring Halloween Extreme in Orlando, Florida. Ernie Hudson has been added to the guest lineup for Spooky Empire featuring Halloween Extreme on May 15th through the 17th. Ernie Hudson has appeared in countless films and TV shows since the 70s, including Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 2, The Crow, Leviathan, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, Oz, and more recently, Desperate Housewives, Transformers Prime, and Once Upon a Time. Meet Ernie Hudson all weekend long. Get tickets and VIP packages on sale now at SpookyEmpire.com. Hotel rooms are still available, but going fast, so reserve yours today. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina. Peter Chris is returning. Don't miss the Catman at Mad Monster Party 2015. Peter Chris, co-founder of KISS, returns for more madness March 27th through the 29th. Shout it out loud. For all the latest updates, please take a moment to like the main Mad Monster page on Facebook, and there are a limited number of discounted rooms at the Sheraton Charlotte Hotel, where the show is at and the monsters party all weekend. So act fast if you want to save money with the Mad Monster rate. And for more information, visit themadmonsterparty.com. We have this from Culture Shock Con in Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress, model, writer, and director Tracy Lords to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Culture Shock, happening February 27th through March 1st at the Wyndham Indianapolis West. Rising to fame as an adult model and actress, Tracy Lords went on to build an extensive Hollywood film career, starring in such films as Crybaby, Serial Mom, Not of This Earth, Blade, and Skinner, as well as the recently critically acclaimed horror film Excision, also starring fellow Days of the Dead Culture Shock guest Malcolm McDowell. Tracy Lords joins previously announced guests George Romero, Malcolm McDowell, Rowdy Roddy Piper, John Waters, James Monkey Schaefer, and many more when Days of the Dead returns to Indianapolis for the first of two amazing shows in 2015. Tickets and vendor space are available now at daysofthedead.net/culture shock. We have an update from the West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon. This year's tour returns to the Nightmare Factory at the Oregon School for the Deaf on Friday, May 15th. The longest-running haunt in the state of Oregon will swing open its doors for us. The entire haunt is undergoing a full remodel, and the results should be absolutely terrifying. To learn more about the haunt, go to nightmarefactorysalem.com. Tickets for the tour and the West Coast Haunters Convention are on sale now at www.hauntersconvention.com. We have a little hiring news from Terror on the Plaza in San Antonio, Texas. Ripley's Haunted Adventure, the Guinness World Records Museum, Tomb Raider 3D, and the Amazing Mirror Maze are now hiring for all positions. All positions require flexible availability, including nights, weekends, and holidays. Join our various teams, including our sales team, scare actors, live show MCs, concessions, maintenance and cleaning, and ride operations. To apply, please download the online application and email it to apply@phillipsentertainmentinc.com. And you can find the application at www.ripleys.com/phillips/jobs. And finally, we have this unusual story from Midnight Syndicate. Midnight Syndicate, renowned for its creepy gothic-tinged music, is suing a record label run by hip-hop duo Insane Clown Posse for what it says is the unlicensed use of its songs. According to an article in Cleveland.com, the suit filed February 6th in the Northern District of Ohio by the band's company Entity Production accuses rapper Jump Steady, whose real name is Robert Bruce, of using samples from 31 Midnight Syndicate songs on his 2013 spoken word album, The Road and Other True Stories. The lawsuit says in the album's liner notes, brazenly claims Bruce's younger brother and Insane Clown Posse member Joseph Violent J. Bruce mostly created the album's music along with Brian Kuma. The suit alleges that the vast majority of the music on The Road, 65 minutes and 9 seconds to be exact, came from unauthorized samples of Midnight Syndicate songs. The Insane Clown Posse's label, Psychopathic Records, is also named as a defendant in the suit. Robert Bruce is co-owner of the Michigan-based label. The Midnight Syndicate is demanding $9.3 million, the maximum allowed for the total amount of alleged violations, and to bar the label from distributing or performing any of Jump Steady's music that uses Midnight Syndicate's music without permission. The case was assigned to U.S. District Judge Patricia Gaughan, and the band also sued Insane Clown Posse in 2011 for copyright violations. That case was settled out of court. Entity Productions attorney Mark Avsek of Cleveland did not return a phone call, and messages left for Psychopathic Records were not immediately returned. The Big Scary Show will continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as we get them. Remember, folks, if you have news about the haunt, horror, or Halloween industry, please send it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com, and we'll get it on the air.
No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here, live at HauntCon. The trade show floor is closed for Saturday night. It's been a great show so far. Crowds seem to be up. Everyone's buying. Everyone's looking. Everybody's registering. And, of course, you know, one of the great people who help get you into HauntCon, also, conveniently enough, happens to be the very first vendor who sponsored the Big Scary Show. Tom and Anita Sowers from Von Caron. Some of the coolest jackets and straight jackets and just crazy stuff. If you don't believe me, just ask Alice Cooper. He uses that stuff on stage every single night. Tom, good to see you here down in Baton Rouge.
Hey, Badger. Yeah, we're having a good time down here in Baton Rouge.
Did you get a chance to check out the parades and all the cool stuff last night?
No, not the parade. We got checked out the parade from the other side when we were bringing stuff in.
So you got stuck
on the other side of the parade.
Oh, great. Well, if you got anything to move, they're going to have another one here in about 30 minutes.
Yes, they are.
Parades seem to be the...
It looks like a bigger one.
Yeah, this is going to be the big Saturday night thing. It looks like, they love their parades here. But anyway, working with the registration and everything, your impressions, is HauntCon bigger this year, or how's it been? It seems smaller on the inside because of everyone's so packed in, as opposed to last year, it was a little spread out. But it does seem like there's more people in there.
Yeah, correct. And I think we have a really good turnout this year. The vendor floor, like you say, is it's a little more compressed, but we have a pretty good mix of vendors.
Oh, yeah, I love it. There's a lot of first-timers here, some smaller ones, some of the big names everyone knows and loves. You got some great educational rooms here. Looks like those classes have been chock-full of people. But I noticed Von Caron is not here. Is that just because you're busy doing the registration and helping out with everything?
Exactly, yeah. We've just too much time doing the staff thing for HauntCon and not enough time to
get working.
To peddle goods.
Speaking of peddling goods, how has Von Caron been doing over the last year since we talked to you last? I know I saw Alice Cooper on stage last August in Charlotte. He was wearing your cool stuff there. So, you know, look great as always. How's things going?
It's been down a little bit this year. Last year we did so much. It was crazy busy.
Just set
last
the bar
year.
So high.
And this year it's been down a little bit. That's okay. We have time to do other things when it's a little even keel.
Any new lines coming out this year that we can expect to see at like Transworld or Midwest?
Well, I was hoping, but I'm working on some custom stuff for some customers, and there are a couple new products I would love to put out, but I can't make any promises.
Any promises yet, but I assume they'll be up on the website at least if you get those up in time.
And we got the website up. We're going to do some changes to it before Transworld, so it'll be a little better, have a little better look to it.
Excellent. And as again, for anybody interested in looking at some of the insane ensemble, all the straight jackets, mad scientist stuff, steampunky kind of looking stuff. I don't even know how to describe all the stuff you do. But for people interested in that, how can they find out that stuff, look at prices and catalogs and things like that?
VonCaron.com. It's all right there.
That is spelled VonCaron.com?
That's correct.
Absolutely. Tom Sowers, again, thank you again for being our very first sponsor on a Big Scary Show. Loved talking to you and your lovely wife, Anita. And one of these days, I know I'm just going to get a pair of Alice Cooper tickets sent to my door. So,
you think?
No, but we are always hoping, aren't we?
Well, I keep hoping for them, too.
Yes, but you have gone backstage and met him, so.
Great guy he is, too.
Thanks. I needed to hear that, too. But once again, Drew Badger here at HauntCon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Alice will be back in Charlotte next summer, so.
We can hardly wait.
We can talk. And I am out.
Do you hear that? The asylum is being overrun. It's time to go to Von Caron Productions and check out the insane ensemble. For those troublesome lunatics, they have the commitment coat, a straitjacket designed to keep them restrained. Or, if you're the doctor who likes to experiment, then the psychosurgical coat was made just for you. Go to Von Caron Productions, www.voncaron.com. That's VonCharon. Von Charon Productions. Get there before you too are infected by the madness.
Dr. Frankenfingers, an unholy citadel on the Big Scary Show.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, checking out all the cool stuff. And you know, while we're at HauntCon now, you got to look down the road. There's a few more conventions going on. This is kind of the first of the year, and you know, the last big one of the year is generally Midwest Haunters, Midwest Haunter pre-show tour. I've run into a guy who's going to be a major part of that, Derek Vitus, who's the owner of Spooky Ranch in Columbia Station, Ohio, and Hauntville in Elyria, Ohio, two stops on the 2015 Midwest Haunters Convention pre-show bus tour. Derek, how you doing?
Great, great.
You didn't drive the clown-laden limo all the way down from Ohio, did you?
No, a little far to get to Baton Rouge.
So, we're talking the pre-show tour. We're going to two haunts. I know the show back in maybe 2010, I think, went to Spooky Ranch, but not Hauntville. So what can people expect as they haven't been there in 5 years and the brand new one at Hauntville?
Oh, at Spooky Ranch, I mean, 5 years changes a lot in the haunt industry.
Absolutely.
Obviously. And
is this your 25th year there?
25th year at Spooky Ranch. We're actually putting in a new haunted house called the Bloodslinger Saloon, a Western theme haunt just for the touring this year, and
oh, nice.
New improvements to the hayride, and fun stuff like that. And,
a very good hayride, I might add.
Thanks. And you guys never been out to Hauntville, but at Hauntville we have five attractions out there now, and excited. We get very big reviews on it. We have a 4D haunted house, something a little different, so something different for people to check out there.
What's 4D, by the way?
4D, we're going to touch all your senses. We're going to make you hear it, feel it, smell it, and even taste it.
Oh, God.
So we actually have a bunch of rooms that actually move with you in that haunt, so it's kind of cool, something different. And looking forward to the Midwest coming out. It's going to be a great time.
So the rooms are moving with you. What does that have anything to do with the tasting? You're not like going to feed us like Jello shots, and all of a sudden the room's just moving.
Maybe for the Midwest haunt tour, we'll have to get some Jello shots.
Bus number two, baby.
Yeah, but you'll taste it, you'll smell it, you'll feel it. But a lot of the rooms, actually, there's some surprises. I don't want to give it away, but the rooms are actually moving with you. Not all of them, but some of them, and we try to do something a little different.
Excellent. Well, we certainly want to look forward to seeing all that stuff. For anybody wanting information on Spooky Ranch or Hauntville so they can see what they're getting into before the Midwest pre-show tour and maybe back out if you're too scared, how can they get information?
SpookyRanch.com or IlyriaHauntedHouse.com.
Excellent. Derek, a pleasure to see you here at HauntCon. We'll be looking down the road at Midwest a few months away. But can't wait to check you guys out there in beautiful Elyria and Columbia Station, Ohio, just outside Cleveland. Once again, we are here at HauntCon. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
Good evening. I have been instructed to speak on the behalf of Necrotic Creations. Master and Lady Necrotic have been feverishly working in their lab, creating the most unusual and, I guess, make Halloween props that are not only perfect for any home or pro haunt, but fit for a mausoleum. I mean, museum. Isn't it time you decorate with props that are top quality, durable, and affordable from a company that offers excellent customer service and fast delivery? Remember, your haunted home is a fright without these amazing touches of the macabre to delight your guests each Halloween. Visit them at necroticcreations.com. They are dying to bring all your wicked desires to life. Happy haunting.
Do you remember your worst nightmares? What is it that fills you with dread? Do you hear things go bump in the night? Well, it's time. It's time to face your fears.
Brought to you by Dark Spectre Custom Couture. Check out Nez's work at www.darkspectre.com.
Couture for the creatures of the night.
Greetings, Haunters. The Unknown Scare Actor here. Over the past almost 3 years, we've talked a lot about fears and phobias and ways to scare people. But there's one aspect that we really haven't touched on a lot, and that is the use of the senses and the use of the mind. They go hand in hand. Obviously, visual is the most impactful, but don't forget about the sense of sound, the sense of hearing. What you hear or think you hear has a lot to do with what generates in your mind. And if you think about it, sounds can create their own theater of the mind. Midnight Syndicate is wonderful for creating a theater of the mind with their soundtracks. But what about a collection of sounds? I've put together a little collection of sounds in this Face Your Fears, and I'm willing to bet that everybody sees it a little bit differently in their mind's eye. So take a listen to what I have here, and drop me an email. Tell me what you heard. Tell me what you saw in this series of sounds. You can email me at usa@bigscaryshow.com. And the best interpretation will get a special prize at the Midwest Haunters Convention. So take a listen. Email me your interpretations. Win a cool prize, and enjoy the theater of the mind. Always remember one thing, Haunters. Everyone is afraid of something.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live, winding down my HauntCon experience. The trade show floor is closed. People are getting ready to flock onto buses and go out to yet another really cool tour. But I had to grab this gentleman, arguably the most well-dressed person outside of Ed Gannon, on the trade show floor today. The, of course, intimidable voice from hell, Mr. Dick Terhune. My mentor should be yours, too. How are you, sir?
I'm good, but I'm going to kick Ed Gannon's ass now, I can tell you that.
Well, a button-down or plus a vest beats just a pullover any day, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm afraid he's got me. And he had a tie, too.
Yes, he did.
A sharp tie with skulls going
down. It was
like
very
that.
Sharp.
I
and, like and you have glasses where your tie should be, so.
Oops.
Yeah.
No wonder I can't see.
Not a fashion faux pas, number one, but we're not here to talk about, you know, the latest cover of Vogue, or who didn't make it. We want to talk about how your seminar went this morning and what kind of cool things are going on in the world of The Voice from Hell.
Well, it seemed to go very well. The seminar this morning was 13 Haunt Advertising Mistakes You Should Never Make and How to Avoid Them.
I like how you incorporate a 13 in that. Mm-hmm. Always a good name in the haunt, number in the haunt industry.
It certainly seems to help. Was able to talk with a lot of people today and, you know, reconnect with old friends like you and other folks all over the place. So, great HauntCon experience and, You know, you said it was winding down, but does it ever really wind down
not
here?
For
I don't think it does.
Not for you guys, but for me, I have to catch a plane in the morning, go back to that pesky real-world job, you know. The other damn real-world job spoiling everyone's fun.
I know.
But what are you going to do? So, besides giving this this really cool 13 mistakes you should avoid at all costs if you're a haunt owner type seminar, what else is going on? I assume you'll be teaching a seminar at Midwest or some of the other conventions
down the road? I've got some other shows coming up. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but I'll be doing all new sessions wherever I show up. So just if you want to find out where I'm going to be and what I'm doing, you can either go to voicefromhell.com or you can go to Voice from Hell on Facebook, and that's where I post everything.
Excellent. And what is, say, one of the 13 mistakes you should never do if you're a haunt owner?
I'll give you mistake number 13. Hey, it's late September. Who is that Voice from Hell guy, Dick something? Why, it's Friday afternoon. We open next weekend, and our commercials start Monday. Let's call him.
Oh, sorry, you've got market exclusivity. If only there was somebody else that ran a little voice work company and needed some help.
I don't know if anybody.
neither
that.
Do I. I hear know, anybody, man. They're all hacks compared to you, right?
Hacking something, I don't know.
Fine. But anyway, any more really cool voice work that, you know, you did the World of Warcraft thing? That
yep,
seems to be stellar. And anything else going on that we should keep our ears attuned for?
Well, it's true. Since doing World of Warcraft, I am well known in dorm rooms and mom's basements all over the world.
Nice.
But since then, I have also done commercials for things as diverse as the Texas Lottery. And what was the AMF Brunswick, the bowling people? They just did a Bing campaign, so I'm the voice of Balls and Pins. And what else? And you never want to put those two together, by the way.
No.
Unless you're bowling. What else? I just did a whole nother slew of characters for a massive multiplayer online role-playing game for the MMORPG
something.
Called Heroes of New Earth. So that's always fun. Loving to do that. And, you know, there's always something. But what do I love doing the most?
Throwing me a bone for some of these extra voices that you just can't handle or you got too much work to do?
Well, that's second on the list.
Damn.
But what do I love doing the most is meeting with haunters and, you know, it is February now when we're talking, and we're already talking about next haunt season. And that just makes me really happy.
Absolutely. So it just doesn't get any better when you can talk haunting nearly year-round.
Exactly. I'm working on that, actually.
Boy, if we could only do that, you know, life would be just so much more grand.
Well, you have a big, scary show, so you can.
Well,
you can do it all year-round.
USA.
There you go.
You know, the people say, what's that old saying, if you can have Christmas in July, let's just have two Halloweens or something. We'll take Arbor Day or Easter or something.
I like it.
Second Halloween out there.
Do it.
Let's work on it.
All right.
Voicefromhell.com for anybody needing some really, really good marketing or advertising advice from the one and only Dictor Hune, Voice from Hell, Dark Lord, and all sorts of really cool stuff. And the hero to nerds and geeks in mom's basements worldwide. Especially coming out on this Heroes of New Earth type thing, right?
Indeed.
Excellent. Once again, this is Drew Badger here at HauntCon, getting ready to board that plane for that long, lonely road back while everybody else is still having a good time. And we are out. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, talking to all the great vendors out here. Got a new one on the scene, young as far as never been to a convention, I guess, but man, these guys have got some talent here. This is Warped Studios, based out of Denver, Colorado. Got Brandon Hovet here with me, one of the owners, or the owner, I should say. Brandon, how's HauntCon been for you so far?
You know, it's been fantastic. We got here Thursday and was able to check out a lot of the sites. We even had a little spare time to rent a car and check out lovely Baton Rouge, and even made it down as far as the French Quarter yesterday.
Nice.
So far it's been fantastic show. Great hotel, fantastic people, very nice, very polite. So yeah, I think it's safe to say so far I'm really blown away.
Excellent. Warp Studios here. For the most part, I guess you could say you've got a line of static props here, but I'll tell you what, these arachnideds here are creeping the heck out of me. It looks like basically a head set on a pair of forearms that look like they could just crawl along and skittle along in like a big crab walk down the road here, and that's just absolutely terrifying at the thought of that. What got you into this, and how did you come up with this really, really creepy concept?
Well, the concept is actually, it's older than what most people think. I've had this idea for a while, and it's only been up until the past 3, maybe 4 years since I came up with Warp Studios that I actually decided to produce it and make it and have it come to life. And, you know, years ago I used to do work for a lot of other smaller labels and do props for them. A lot of design work, that was my main contribution back then. And I just decided to come up with my own. And how I started with these arachnid creatures, which is they're the start of a full series of characters. There's going to be 12 to 13 products in that particular series by itself. And the best way I can describe it is, you know, if you took the Frankenstein monster and Dawn of the Dead and just meshed them together, that really is the most simplistic way I could describe it.
Well, there sure seems to be a lot of Frankenstein influence in it, but again, you know, walking along on four arms, that's... and I'm glad they're static props, but I understand there may be animatronics coming out in the very near future.
Not maybe, that's a for sure. The animatronic cylinder motor has already been designed. We just didn't bring it here to this particular show because my friend Gary Mandarino, my animatronics expert, didn't feel comfortable without testing it first. He's, you know, a little psychotic on that, and he likes to fully test things for at least a full week before he feels comfortable letting it loose. So there's animatronics in their future, and...
Oh, God, there's feeling other... around the floor.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, there's more characters other than the Arachnideds that are a part of the whole series. But our main goal this year is to move on to the other ones. The Femur Frights are on the way, the Shell Shocker, the Spinal Corpse, and...
How do you come up with the names? I have to ask that. That's just...
well, you know what? When you mentioned earlier how you came up with the Arachnideds, I took what scared the hell out of me. And, you know, when you're trying to come up with a product line or certain designs that would serve this industry fantastically and really help people that are just getting into this industry on their own, I didn't really follow with what was trendy at the time.
Sure.
I went back to my own personal darkness and went to, okay, I sat down at my drawing table and made a list and said, okay, what are the things that really frighten me? And if it frightens me, I'm sure there's going to be a few other people
Somebody.
Out there that have the same exact fears I do.
Right.
And I came up with a list of the things that frighten me the most, and believe it or not, I'm... really deathly scared of spiders. You know, my wife is a much better spider killer than I am, and I'm afraid of dead things. I mean, I love them, but still scared of them. And just something about being mangled and coming back to life in many different pieces is frightening to me.
Absolutely.
So. It was the culmination of the two, and that's how I came up with it.
Very nice. The static heads here, like Hell's Wrath, Zorax, there's an Arachne head.
Yeah.
And one and two there, those are absolutely frightening. What would be a good use for these in a haunt?
The good use for these would be, now I'm selling them as just collector's masks,
okay.
But, you know, of course, if you want one bad enough, they could be modified that you can wear.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I would say whatever the theme of that haunt is, you know, if you take a look at the design, if you think it works, then I would say, you know, go ahead and use it and use it to its fullest extent.
Do you do custom work? If somebody said, I have a design in my head or I got a picture of something, could you create something for them?
Yes, we definitely can create something for them.
So you could put somebody's mother-in-law on top of one of these arachnideds, theoretically.
Yep.
Most terrifying thing ever.
Yeah, mother-in-law, get away.
Yeah.
Rent a room for the night, please.
So for people wanting to get some information on Warp Studios, the Arachnideds, the masks, the static props, the creeps, severed head over here, which is pretty cool and all that, is there a website, social media, where people can see this, get a copy of the catalog, maybe find out where you'll be vending at other cons down the road?
We do have a website. You can visit us at www.warpstudios.com, or you can message me at www.warpstudios@gmail.com. And just like everybody else, I also have a Warp Studios Facebook page, and I am on Twitter.
Now, is that Warped with an A or with an O?
It is with an O. That, and actually,
so it's
W-O-R-P-E-D
for Warped.
Yes, W-O-R-P-E-D Studios at live.com or warpstudios.com and then gmail.com. But yes, I'm glad you brought that up. That's an important distinction, is that it's
I'm sure Warp Studios is someplace out there again. But again, Brandon Hovett, I wish you nothing but the best of luck here as a new vendor here at HauntCon. I can't wait to see these things at other cons down the future and eventually in haunted houses for the 2015 season and beyond.
I hope so, too.
But once again, my name is Drew Badger here live at HauntCon Baton Rouge, Louisiana for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
In a world of generic one-size masks.
Ugh, this mask is too tight for my head. I can't see.
Where you don't have time to wait to be scared.
You're taking too long. Just throw something on and get to your scene.
Darkest Fears Unlimited. Masks, props, and blood that will make your haunt scary.
All right, this mask fits perfect, and parts of it are even pulsating. Finally, I'm going to scare every night.
DarkestFearsUnlimited.com.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is A Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
All right. Well, once again, it's that time of year. Yes, it's planning season, where you gotta figure out your haunt for next year. Everything's gotta be set and done. You know, most of you even have a theme down. You're just fleshing out the scenes and getting ready and getting inspired and going to conventions. Yeah, getting it all done. And it also comes to the warning, do not get sucked in by your own high art. Oh no, it's happening more and more every year. And we're seeing it more in the trends in the haunt industry. Stuff like extreme haunts. And, you know, we're starting to see it, you know, even with the holiday haunts and stuff. We're starting to lose the concept of it's a thrill. Haunted attractions are thrill rides, people. People don't just go out to get scared and just frighten out of their minds. You gotta have the fun element with it. People are not enjoying the haunt. People are not coming back if they're not laughing about being scared after all. This is why clowns are such a big part of the industry right now. Why? Because on the inside, it's terrifying. A clown coming at you and just terrifying you is just awful. And it'll push you to that edge and you'll have that thrill. And afterwards, you can laugh about. Why can you laugh about? Because your friends are laughing at you. Why? Because you are reacting crazy like to a clown. From the outside, it is hilarious. Look, it's a clown, and you're deathly afraid of it. Now, if the clown changes its focus of attention, it goes the same way. That's why haunted attractions are big with groups, and that's the whole point. They gotta still be fun. Don't let your high art steal the fun experience, the thrill from your customers. It's not even going to help you either, because if you get too wrapped up making things too gory, too intense, too horror high art, if there is such a thing, you're going to end up hurting yourself, your bottom line, and your art in the end. Don't let yourself get too serious. You know, these extreme haunts and stuff. Are people enjoying themselves? No, they're doing it for a one-off experience and saying they do it, and there's such a limited amount of people doing that, it's not there. That's not a haunted attraction. That's not what's going to bring people in. That's not a thrill ride. That's just, you know, abuse. And hey, if you're into that kind of thing, all right, good. But it's not something for your haunted attraction if you're going to be an attraction. So keep that in mind. You know, it's good to have a good ego, good to have good art, but don't let your high art kill your own creative personality. So until next time, keep every minute scary.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinions on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Storm.
Hey, this is Josh Gates from Sci-Fi's Destination Truth, encouraging you to check out HauntMinute.com.
Hello, buddy. Drew Badger here live, HauntCon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, talking to the vendors, having a good time, and I've been seeing these creepy puppet things. Don't even know how to describe it other than, you know what I'm talking about if you've seen it. I'm at VFX's booth here talking to Patrick Voss and the really creepy puppets that just glom onto you, kill you, and eat you, and all that good stuff. Patrick, how you doing?
Just great. Happy to be here.
And is this Sally, or who is this?
This is Sally. Sally Zombie. She is our best-selling puppet.
And she's the original puppet that you guys made? And tell me what exactly this is for people who haven't seen this, even though it's a very distinct look, and hopefully everybody has at this point.
Yeah. Sally is she's a life-size zombie puppet. She comes with a hoodie harness. She attaches to your body with a bungee cord around your waist. And you wear her. She's about 8 pounds once you put her on. The weight's distributed, so basically you're just moving her head around as a puppet. She comes with a Puppet Master sound system. They're custom made for our puppets, right. And you got 4 buttons on the puppet that you can operate the different sound effects from just breathing to an attack. And she's very versatile. A lot of our customers use them all year long. They go out to other events, and they get a lot of attention, so they go out to other events with them and get attention and hand out information for their attractions.
Sure.
And stuff.
And I think I've seen these at Midwest last year and a couple other places. I've seen the clowns. I'm looking at a really creepy scarecrow now. Is that a new product? Or
No. This is the Cobb Goblin. He is our creepy scarecrow puppet, and he's been with us for the past couple years.
Okay.
He's just, I don't think he's been, you know,
I haven't
really
seen him in action, quote unquote, like I have with Sally. Yeah. and the clown thing, which,
yeah.
Just keep the clown thing over on that side of the booth. That's just fine.
Yeah, psycho.
But I see this dinosaur in a box thing. This looks like something new, and looks like it's really, really cool.
Thank you. That's Feldman. That's our baby dinosaur in a crate, and comes with a fake arm and a khaki shirt. It looks like a safari shirt. So it looks like you're carrying him around in a box, and your right arm puppeteers him, and he's got a sound system, Puppet Master also. So he's got 4 different sound effects from, just some weird, like baby dino puppets. You know what baby dinosaurs sound like,
oh,
right?
Yeah. I watched ABC back in the day.
And, different things. It's gone over really well with like zoos and other attractions, and
sure.
Especially for kids. When we're at the shows with it, the kids just love it.
Not quite as scary as say the clown or the zombies or the Cobb Goblin thing.
Yeah,
there.
We keep trying to think of some other family friendly things because we keep getting requests from farms and different haunts that do stuff during the days with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we did
like farm animals like baby pigs or cows or something.
Yep.
For people who have corn mazes and pumpkin patches and stuff, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. We were actually going to do a pig in a crate that's similar to the dino puppet, and we came up with we have Hank, these family friendly scarecrow, and so he's actually something that they can use during the day when families come in, and he's kind of like, hey, welcome to the pumpkin farm.
Sure.
Our name's Hank. Something like that. And then we're offering a two-headed scarecrow type of thing where you can use Hank during the day. He's got his own sound system. And then take his head off. It snaps in. We came up with this new thing where you can snap the heads on and off.
Oh, nice.
And then snap on the Cobb Goblin, and you got a creepy one for at night.
Oh, that's perfect.
Something
especially
like
for
that.
those combination corn maze / evil mazes at night, which are... you know, so prevalent out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So excellent. And how many of these different types do you have? I mean, I've seen a whole row of heads over here and static props and things like that. How many of those can you put on a puppet, or all of them?
Right now, I think we're up to 14 different styles that are on our website. Mm-hmm. And we've got just a big list we're trying to work through, trying to figure out, you know, it's that whole thing of figuring out what do you think is going to be, you know, the killer product. Sure. And that's really going to be effective and have fun. You know, people are going to have fun with.
If I was to bring you a photograph of, say, a mother-in-law or some other kind of equally terrifying thing, could you create a puppet off of that or custom work?
That would be awesome.
Hair up in rollers and have a roller in her hand.
I think you just gave me an idea for a new puppet.
You're welcome. We'll talk royalties later. For people that want information to check out the line of really creepy puppets here, maybe the dino in a box or some of the static props you've got here, how can they get information? I assume, again, you'll be at Transworld and HauntX Midwest and all the other great conventions, West Coast, just everywhere I'm starting to see you now.
Yeah.
How can you get a catalog or check out things in action and all that?
You can see us online at vfxcreates.com, and we're also going to be at Transworld, like you said, booth 1115, and there's probably more shows coming up we'll be at. Midwest HauntCon.
Excellent.
It's really great to be here. This year's HauntCon has really been good, better this year.
It's like, been bigger crowds, it looks like. I mean, you're in Baton Rouge at the beginning of Mardi Gras, so you're getting a lot of people just kind of wandering in, and they're saying, oh, wow, what's all this? And
then
you're standing right here near the entrance with this thing on you. And
this is a really cool venue here.
Yeah, I like it,
you know.
It's nice. This kind of convention center casino thing might catch on sometime, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few things to do when the bars close eventually. But we won't go into that. Rather, we'll just tell you to go to vfxcreates.com. And Patrick Voss, a pleasure to speak to you here at HauntCon, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show. We are out. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, hanging out with everybody doing the vending, the education, all this. One of the big names out here doing a class is Dr. Bill Ramsey, a.k.a. Dr. Terrorized, doing some stuff with some skulls and some other cool things, teaching a lot and teaching at a lot of cons. Bill, how you doing?
Doing great, Drew. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about what you've been teaching out here today.
Well, let's see. This morning I had a class on distressing your wardrobe. So if you want to have a zombie outfit that looks like it's aged and just crawling out of the ground, I did a nice course on that, teaching some new techniques and some fun techniques. This afternoon, I just finished our skull corpsing class, and it's the non-latex method. And a lot of people know how to use the old technique with latex. This is the clean way. You do it under an hour, and I use the eyeballs from Hottenbots to give them kind of a nice glow to them. Nice stuff. Fun class.
And the crowds have been, and the stuff I saw in the crowd, you had a full crowd, it looked like, here, and they looked like they were having a good time, and a lot of really creepy skulls were being created.
Oh, it was phenomenal. These guys were all fantastic. We had to turn people away. We had so many over here.
So was this a you had to sign up in advance type thing, or was it just you kind of come up here and pay your money and go take it?
Yeah, well, it sold out pretty quickly. I mean, there was an extra guy here sitting down and didn't realize that he was the extra person.
Oops.
We didn't have anything for us. Like, sorry, you have to leave. He wasn't too happy about that.
Yeah, he can catch it the next one, right?
That's right. Y'all be teaching us again somewhere else.
So you do go to basically all the cons, it seems. So do you teach the same thing in each one, or do you kind of customize it versus what they're doing?
Yes and no. It depends what they want. Like for HauntX, I'll be there next teaching this course, but also a contact lens health class, because everybody out here, you know, wears contact lenses for their haunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a couple other classes I'm developing right now. So
are you an eye doctor by chance? Is that
the doctor bar?
So that makes perfect sense then. That's
why I do what I do. Yeah.
So what is the best contact care wear and all that stuff?
Best care wear?
Or the best way to take care of your contacts?
Well, actually, I use Bausch & Lomb Solutions,
sure,
the BioTrue, which actually Bausch & Lomb was kind enough to send us about 800 boxes of solutions. And so I've been giving
those out. So why not use that?
So we use it. And I use it myself. It doesn't sting, doesn't burn, takes care of your contacts. And I recommend it to all my patients and to the HauntCon people.
So there's today's tip of the day, courtesy of the Big Scary Show.
That's right.
And Dr. Bill Ramsey. So what you've got coming down? I mean, you're going to go to Transworld. You're going to go to Halloween Extreme. You're going to go to HauntX, Midwest, all those good things. What are some of the other things you're going to be teaching at the other cons?
Depends. We're still in discussion. I'm in discussion right now with Ben Armstrong for doing Halloween Extreme. Okay. And for Midwest Transworld, I'll be doing a foursome. There's going to be myself and three other people, and we're going to discuss low-end budget haunting for the home haunter. You know, my niche is home haunting. I've been doing it for 41 years.
Wow.
And I love to teach people. I love to get the newbies and talk to them about it. So it'll be something for home haunters. And some of the things I make do help commercial haunts also. I had a commercial haunt with a couple guys back a few years ago, and that was quite an experience.
What's your home haunt?
What is the one
you have now.
What is it called?
Yes.
It doesn't really have a formal name, really. It's a Dr. Terrorize abode, I think is what I called it last time.
How many people did you have go through?
Well, it's all part of our house and our home and our party, so it's all one big thing. I don't know, 75, 80 people come through. We're not a open community. We've gated.
Gotcha.
Anyways, an invitation. Yep.
Invitation only to come see all your cool stuff, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's all on Facebook, though. My Facebook profile picture on Dr. Terrorize, as it got a lot of my props there.
Excellent.
So yeah, I'm on Twitter also.
So for people wanting more information on some of the classes that you'll be teaching at some of these other conventions and all, how can they get a hold of you, a website and or social media?
Facebook is the place. Dr. Terrorize, TerrorEyes, Dr. Terrorize.
So spelled slightly different, Dr. Terrorize.
Yeah, Terrorize, EYES.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Dr. Bill Ramsey, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show.
Thank you.
Certainly look forward to seeing more of your handiwork and a lot more of these people creating some of the really cool stuff you do. But you got another day or two of doing this here at HauntCon in Baton Rouge. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
See ya.
CreepyCollection.com, the most disturbing, realistic, handmade props and animatronics for the horror industry. Now featuring FearFlex technology. Voted best zombie props of 2011 and 2012. CreepyCollection.com, for all your gore and more.
Go. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon in beautiful Baton Rouge, L.A. We're chatting with all the vendors and all the cool stuff. I see this row of incredibly, let's say, disturbing, creepy, the one with the teeth, ugh. These great-looking masks, all made out of burlap and stitching and other sorts of things that you probably would find at the floor of a sewing store, which makes it all the more creepy. I got Kevin Stitch here from Sinister FX. How you doing, man?
Doing great, thank you.
Tell me about some of these lines of masks you've got here. I mean, no two are alike, it looks like, and they just look really, really, God, they're disturbing.
Yeah, they really aren't. I mean, basically all of our masks are all handmade, all hand-stitched. You know, we start them all from a process from sculpting the clay, taking the burlap, laying it over, doing the latex, and then hours and hours of stitching and painting, and no two are ever alike. You can order masks that are, you know, similar to them, but they're never going to look like the other masks that we put on there. And all of our masks are fully customizable. You can change out all the stitching colors, all the burlap colors. You can make them look like other masks, and we don't charge any extra for it or anything. Everything just stays at the base price, so all of them are one-off, hand-custom made.
How close, if I was to bring you a photograph of something, is that, or say, can you add, like, extra teeth to this or something like that? How easy would that be?
Oh, very easy. We do lots of masks where people bring us replica or photos of stuff that to do things similar to what they are. Now, I will tell you that, you know, we don't ever want to do something that's exactly like something. We always have our little twist on it. But even through the process of custom masks, we're constantly sending pictures. We're constantly sending email updates to make sure you're okay with the process and everything. So it's a very hands-on approach.
How movable are these? They look absolutely breathable as far as coolness because it's burlap. But
we stuff these into a box. I mean, we could wad these up. I know you can't see it, but I'm wadding this up in my hand right now.
I can hear the crackling.
It'll come right back every single time.
Does it move with your body? I mean, the eyes and everything look a little rigid, but the mouth seem to be like stitched shut, so I don't know if they would open or close or
not. Well, we have a lot that are open and closed. We got some with zippers on them and stuff.
I see.
Now, it's not going to move anything like silicone or latex or anything like that. So
it's not supposed to, though.
Exactly. It's more or less, you know, the creeper making his own mask type thing. And, you know, so they're pretty where they're at is where they are. But they breathe very well. They move very well. If you need to clip something off, it's easy. Take some scissors and clip them off and, you know, do them to your liking. And, you know, so they're very versatile masks.
And you could probably literally stuff one in an envelope and mail it to somebody.
We definitely could. Yeah, and it'd pop right back into form.
So it saves on shipping. I can see scarecrows here. I can see what looks like a plague doctor over here.
Bunny rabbits, clowns. We've got all kinds of good stuff.
So for people wanting more information on this, maybe see a catalog or a website full of these lines of products, or if they're interested in custom work, anything like that, how can they get a hold of you? Oh, God, tell me these aren't real teeth.
Those are real dentist teeth. They use them for dentist work.
Website, social media, anywhere that people can get a hold of you for that.
They can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/sinistermasks, or check us out on our website at sinisterfx.com.
That is the letters FX, not FX. The word. So sinisterfx.com. Mm-hmm. For all your creepy burlap and stitching, scarecrow, clown, plague doctor, all this really cool stuff.
Appreciate it.
I want to thank Kevin Stitch. Thank you for taking us the time to speak to us here at HauntCon in beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My name is Drew Badger. For the Big Scary Show, and we are out. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live again at HauntCon in Baton Rouge, talking to vendors and cool kids and all the like. And, you know, we've had Dark Light on the show for many, many times. They're no longer Dark Light. They're known as Gantom for all your lighting and control needs. Quan Gon is out teaching a class, plus spending a little more time with his new family, so he with that little baby and all, so he has entrusted his project manager, Landon Fussman, to talk to us a little bit about what's new with Gantom. First of all, Gantom is new, used to be Dark Light, now it is, changed a few months ago. So what's gone on over the last few months with Gantom, and what can people expect to be amazed by when they come to conventions and see the Gantom booth?
Oh, we actually decided that one of our core principles is going to be to illuminate and inspire, so it kind of gives you an idea of where we're going. Some of the newest stuff we've been doing is actually in DMX controllable RGB wearables with a partner company called BlinkFX. We've created a new product called the Gantom Torch. When this is combined with infrared emitters that we produce, you can have guests carry a flashlight around that can create different effects. For example, you might walk them down a dark hallway, they'll think they have a real flashlight, but then when they get to an opportune point, it starts to flicker and go out, and then they're left in the dark.
Yeah, there are remote control flashlights, but not on this type of level.
Yeah, the traditional remote control flashlights where the actors had to trigger them didn't really work super well. This is virtually 100% reliable, and you can do it controllably over large areas. We have emitters that will do it up to the size of a football field.
Wow.
But most haunters are going to be using smaller ones and maybe have a room or two at a time doing different effects.
Sure.
And the flashlights also have a rumble motor in them, so you can start to make them think they're being electrocuted while the lights go out and things like that. We like to terrorize and confuse people.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, when we did the MHC bus tour last year, we were given a little device to put around our necks as we went through a couple of haunts, and the devices would change color and would do certain things as we entered into the rooms. I assume that's part of that same technology.
Yeah, the Gantom Torch was basically a product of our human testing trials that you guys were a part of.
And thank you for letting us know we were guinea pigs.
Fortunately, the radiation actually didn't kill that many people, which is why we're having this interview.
I've had this twitch for a while now.
But basically, we were doing kind of an early alpha trial just to figure out how creative people were going to try to use this new tool. We made a product that had a ton of technology packed into it, knew that it was going to be a great tool, but really just didn't know what people were going to come up with. The Factory of Terror was one of our first trials. We put a bunch of emitters in there. The number one piece of feedback we got was that people wanted it in a flashlight format.
Okay.
Yeah, we can put it into technically any form factor. The chips are about the size of a dime now.
Right.
So we're just kind of continuing along that path and seeing what people make of it.
And the great lighting products that you guys are always known for, the same quality is always there. Just because you change the name, there's no difference in the quality, correct?
Yeah, we've always had amazingly good quality. I say this being an engineer and a machinist that's worked in a lot of other industries. Our failure rates are much more on par with what like a hard drive manufacturing facility would produce than a lighting facility. And we don't even have, you know, buildings built around being clean. We just pay a lot of attention to our processes. But if anything, our quality is actually getting better.
Right.
Because any time that we find out about a problem or potential problem, we have teams of engineers all over the world that don't do anything else till they fix it and improve it.
And as a result, we have some of the most rugged and reliable fixtures in the world.
Excellent. I think something that's kind of been, if nothing else, rather amusing to watch is you've got these really cool mini drones, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, we have too many engineers with the minds of seven-year-olds running around our headquarters.
They'd be perfect hunters.
Yeah, exactly. We fit in just fine. So give us alcohol, it's all over. No, we are into first-person drone racing with large drones that will chop your fingers off, so to get other people into it and have something we can fly around our offices, we like to fly little drones that are about an inch and a half across, and so I've been terrorizing people at the conference with that. I've only got them caught in one woman's hair so far today.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's a new record for me. I'm getting to be a better pilot, but yeah, they'll do flips and things, and we used to fly them, our personal quadcopters at shows when we get bored and to bring people into the booth, and so many people wanted to buy them that we started to bring some to sell, so we've sold a few of those today.
Excellent. So I assume you'll be bringing more of these to more cons.
Yeah, definitely. We also are doing things like this teddy bear that the listeners can't see is sitting next to your left hand. We mounted a custom Nerf launcher into it, and so we have a teddy bear that you put a clip in its butt, and it shoots discs at its mouth.
Oh, fabulous. That's just going to go over so well at some of these cons, too. Yeah.
We're starting to put them in severed heads and zombie parts. It was supposed to be an evil teddy bear, but this is what we came up with right before the conference.
Wear your safety glasses if you're near the Gantom booth, basically.
Yeah, we actually had some restrictions put on us at West Coast Hunters Convention because we were causing too many fights with Nerf guns, and so I decided not to build my four-barreled Nerf machine gun tank drone. Now they're going to make it where once every hour blue lights turn on and people can shoot each other for 5 minutes. And I found the fiercest opponents are young girls.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, they use deception. They can hide in small places. They function well in groups. And, so watch out for them in Nerf Wars is my advice.
Well, I have a feeling this is going to make for a very interesting trans world, Midwest, and every other place that Gantom's going to be going. For people wanting more information on this stuff, the torch lighting, and maybe even find themselves a drone or two, how can they get a hold of you guys?
You can go to Gantom.com. That's Golf Alpha Nancy Tango Oscar Michael.com. And has all information on there. You can always call us. We're happy to BS with you. Our number's on the website. I wanted to put in a quick plug for Transworld. We actually have two 10x30 sections across an aisle from each other. It's the biggest booth we've ever done, right in the middle of the floor. We're coordinating with 13th Floor Entertainment Group to build the tallest structure at Transworld this year. And we are going to have two little mini haunts to demonstrate the new Gantom torch.
Excellent.
And I will actually be at USITT, so if you happen to be there, you can see our interactive Wizard of Oz light box. But we are running 9 10x10 booths simultaneously at different shows.
So that should be a lot of fun. Lane, it's been a pleasure to talk to you here at the Gantom booth here at HauntCon. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
The Jimmy Psycho Experiment, the Munsters theme, demo lounge version, on the Big Scary Show. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon in beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It has been a long weekend, having a great time out here, talking to all the vendors, all the cool stuff. I'm looking at these really, really scary, disturbing, and incredibly gory. In fact, I can't see anything that's not covered in blood here. These little masks hanging up on the wall. I see a working medical center set up here. I'm seeing what looks like poop. Sitting out here. This is Scared City Hauntiques. I'm talking to Scott Bainey, one of the owners here. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Looks like HauntCon has treated you well. Looks like you've sold your entire medical scene over here.
We have. We've been actually blessed. That sold probably the first 30 minutes we was here.
Oh, that's always nice knowing you can make at least that kind of money on the and everything else is just gravy. Hopefully, I'm not going to ask numbers or anything. That's fine. But tell me a little bit about this Scared City stuff. I just talked to the guy who did the face work, I guess, on this. This is all his face, and then it's just completely gore covered. It looks like a great prop or decoration you'd hang on a slaughterhouse, butcher shop, or just generally want to creep anybody out.
Yep.
Especially because they're dressed up as clowns.
Yeah, well, we've got two different kinds. We've got a clown and just a regular face. But you're right. I mean, we just gore them out as best as we can.
And what other kind of props here? I see a few. It looks like you've got mostly static props here that are just, you know, bent, made to just basically to disturb people.
Yeah,
if
a lot
else.
Of stuff what we make is static props, but we also, we're called Hauntiques, and the main reason why we are called Hauntiques is that we go out and do a lot of picking, and what we pick for is real world props to make our bodies and our stuff look real real cool.
So when you say real-world props, you're like going to like auctions or estate sales and finding these old pieces of equipment and things?
Sometimes we do that, but we actually buy a lot of our stuff from doctors and farmers and stuff like that, because farmers are pretty plentiful in Arkansas.
They're notorious for hoarding things for 100 years,
they
too.
They are, and but they're not scared to get rid of it. They're just waiting for the person to come in and say, hey, what's the price?
I like that scythe over there or that sickle over there hanging on the wall. That'd make a great prop in a haunted house. And who can say that they honestly have a 100-year-old scythe in their hand when they're doing some sort of Grim Reaper or evil scarecrow thing?
And, you know, that's the great thing about us is that we're definitely unique. And if you've got a haunted house, or it could even be a home haunt, we've got a lot of stuff that ranges from $5 to own up in price. But we've got really cool medical stuff, and it's from the 50s and 60s. We've got military medical. We've got old farm equipment, and then we also make real gory-looking bloody body parts.
And why like disgusting pizza and poop ice cream and stuff like that? What is the inspiration behind that?
Well, I mean, everybody has a kitchen scene, and, you know, if you go off and put poop in their face, they're going to freak out and back up.
I can only hope that you have some sort of sense along with that in the room to give that just that extra touch of realism.
Well, when you come in and it smells like poop and you put poop in someone's face, they're going to back up.
Yeah, that's a... I'm not having lunch today.
Yeah, and then the pizzas, I actually own a pizza restaurant, so it just...
So that's a real pizza box, not just some
thing. This is actually my pizza box that I have at my restaurant, yes.
And I assume you have the phone number on there for extra advertising and all that. I see how you do this. Oh, now it makes perfect sense.
One guy said, do you deliver? And I said, yeah, in less than 30 minutes.
But no, it's...
Especially been eating lots of fiber.
That's right.
But this is just really cool. And I love the line of the heads, the hats, the props, teddy bears. Just I've seen a lot of teddy bears over the last couple of years. Some of them move, some of them don't, but I don't think I've ever seen a skelified teddy bear quite like this one.
Well, you know, we took a teddy bear and decided to start cutting on it, and we added skeleton parts and intestines and permablood. And
how's that been going over with the general public here?
People are loving it. They're absolutely loving it.
So this is just
And then we make metal hats, make masks, foam props. You know, everybody's got to have a foam prop to go at it and try to kill somebody with.
And I assume you're using a lot of this stuff in your haunted house, which is also known as Scared City.
Yes, we are. We've actually been operating for the past 10 years for Scared City here in Arkansas, and we started out with just one haunt. We've had to move a few times, but we've got a permanent location and now have four attractions on one property.
And you had a good season?
We had a wonderful season.
Excellent. And look forward to seeing bigger and better things to come, I'm sure, in 15, right?
Yes.
Excellent. For people interested in poop, pizza, and ice cream, and these really creepy clown heads and some real genuine antiques, medical scenes, medical equipment, and other equipment, all this kind of stuff that you can find only in barns in the middle of Arkansas. How can they get information, websites, social media, etc.?
Well, we're just on Facebook right now. This is our third show with the haunted house industry, but it's under Scared City Haunted House, and it's on Facebook, and it's the only one that you can come across, this Scared City Haunted House.
So look for Scared City Haunted House on Facebook, and you can see just something that's really creeping the hell out of me. So I'm going to step away very slowly here. Scott Bainey, thanks a lot for talking to the Big Scary Show here at HauntCon. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out. Tired of surfing all over the web to find the latest haunt news? Why sift through hours of those video tube channels trying to find the latest how-to videos? Isn't there an easier way? Of course there is. Introducing HauntersDigest.com. With HauntersDigest.com, just one click will put a world of haunt information at your fingertips. From the latest news, to vendor information, to video tutorials. And don't forget the soon-to-be world-famous Haunt Brief, which takes a deeper look into many aspects of the industry. There's even a directory of over 800 haunted attractions, so you can find the right one for you. Still not convinced? There's even columns written by many experts in the industry covering a wide range of topics. Rumor has it a certain member of a particular podcast might even write for HauntersDigest.com. As an extra bonus, you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook. For more information, visit www.HauntersDigest.com today. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon in beautiful Baton Rouge, talking to all the great vendors out here. Been a couple of new ones out here this year, and this is another first-time HauntCon guy. A name that does not inspire terror into you, but it's a really cool thing called Gravity Momentum, and they have got some of the most realistic-looking blood I have ever seen, and they claim it's some of the finest stage blood ever. I've got Greg Poljasek here. Good Slavic name there. Right, talk right. About all the cool blood here. What does make this a great blood product?
Well, for us, it makes it great because it washes out of clothing and it washes out of skin with just hot water, and it's non-toxic. So it's something that can get in your eye. You can ingest it and get in your hair. It's going to come out, and it's not going to make you ill, or it's not going to blind you. So typically you have blood that does one or the other. You have one that will wash out, but it's not very good to have on your skin or to ingest. Or you have one that you can eat, but it's going to stain everything it touches.
I've got a shirt that I've had since 2009 as an actor that I still cannot get blood stains out of, right. And it's pink.
Right.
So it looks like I'm some kind of, I don't know, pink bloody zombie. You know, take that
exactly.
For what it is. It's not as scary as it needs to be, and I need to keep reapplying blood to it every year, so... Something like this might be good as a cover-up, and while it won't stain it, keep it pink, it'll at least clean out.
Right, absolutely. And that's what kind of inspired the journey to start making this blood. As a fight choreographer, I was called on to do blood effects. And at the time, I thought, this would be no big deal. I can make a blood. People have been doing this forever. So I thought I could make one that would wash out, that would be edible, that would look good. And at that time, I didn't know anything about it and failed miserably. Turned the costumes pink. It didn't look good. Stained the actors.
And reality sets in.
Yeah, it was quite a humbling experience.
How hard can it be?
Yeah, it was humbling. And it took a full year to develop this product. So a lot of research, a lot of trial and error, a lot of tinkering with different recipes until I eventually just had to abandon it and make it my own. And what makes this different is that this blood is a compound. It's not a mixture. A lot of bloods are mixtures of ingredients where all the ingredients float on top of each other to give you the color that you get, and that's where the stain comes from, is when it washes away, ingredients are left behind. This one goes through a totally natural reaction that allows the ingredients to bond together. So when it's washed with water, it carries the dye with it. The dye is now encapsulated within the syrup and goes with it and doesn't get left behind, and that's why it doesn't stain.
Sounds very intriguing. You've got a whole table full of samples here. You've got some white clothing here that's got some very realistic-looking blood stains, some wet, some dry. Do you have to layer it to get more of a shiny blood look? Because when it dries, it does look a little dry here. But then again, it's supposed to be dried blood.
Sure.
But you've got some over here that looks wet. Is it still wet, or is it something that it dried and then you added another layer on top of it to get that shiny look?
It depends on the time period. The one that looks even more dry has been out there for about 3 hours now, but it still has some spots where it's a little bit shiny. But if it's sitting out there for an hour, 2 hours, it's going to maintain some shine to it and some stickiness. But over time, definitely, as that excess moisture inside the syrup that's inside the ingredients, that's going to float away. It's going to dry away,
And over time, it's definitely going to dry.
Okay, so you're actually changing your appearance over ever so subtly over the course of the night. And if you get too dry, you just reapply, it sounds
absolutely.
Like. What's
absolutely.
Been the reaction of people? I mean, you've been giving samples away to people. You've been showing this to people. People are intrigued by this. First-time vendor, you know, I don't know what you expected here. But how has the reaction been from haunt owners and general people just interested in putting blood on their clothes?
It's been really positive. It's been really great and encouraging, you know, considering that we took so much time to develop this and we didn't know what to expect from people coming to see it, if this was going to be a product that they were interested in, that anybody would want. But so far, people have been intrigued with the ability now to have a blood that does a little bit of both. It's going to wash out of something or something that you can eat at the same time. And it also opens up ideas, too, if it accidentally gets on somebody who's coming into the haunted house, on a customer. You don't
That's
have to worry
a
about
question
that.
That I've had an issue with as an actor. I have bumped into people wearing white shirts and wearing permablood or some kind of a stage blood,
right.
And I've always said, oh, it'll just wash right out and hope I never hear from them again,
yeah.
Not knowing whether it will. But if this does, you could probably wear this stuff and get a whole lot more interactive with people that are coming in with clothing that you wouldn't want to put regular theatrical blood on.
Right, because we've had those experiences. A stage in Chicago is a very tiny environment. It's not much different from a haunted house than that. It's very intimate. So a lot of the stages are storefronts that are renovated old homes in Chicago. So the audience ends up being very close, and there's a number of shows that have used their blood that actually have gotten it on the audience. By an accident, we try very hard not to do that. We don't want them that involved. But
you can put bags like Gallagher concerts
right.
in the first few rows.
Yeah, so... But having that, they've had the confidence to be able to go out to them and said, no, this washes off. This will be fine. And then to know that, even have audience members call them back and say, yeah, you're actually right. This did.
Excellent.
So, and that's one thing that we've told people, that this is something that can either open up a new door of ways to interact with the audience or protect you just in case an accident happens.
For people interested in this, they're intrigued. You know, they've got some actors that get really in people's faces, but they don't want them touching them.
Yeah.
Or for people that maybe work in an extreme haunt where you can touch, and of course, you know, you're forewarned about maybe getting blood on you, but at least this blood won't stain that nice Angora sweater or that work shirt or whatever. How can people get more information? Websites, social media, emails, etc. like that.
Yeah, gravityandmomentum.org. So gravityandmomentum.org is our website. You can get all the information right there. You can contact us, and we'll send a free sample out. That's what we stand behind, is we want you to test it. We can say things all day long about it, but at the end of the day, it's just another blood company saying, hey, our blood's really great, and it washes out. Well, we want you guys to test it and to see... Does it actually do and hold up to what we claim? So we have no problem sending out a sample of our blood jam or blood syrup and even the caplets, which is a dry powder that turns your saliva into the blood effect.
Sure. Excellent for like putting a knife on your tongue and
yeah.
and having the blood
Bleeding.
Come out there. Yeah, that's
yeah.
a great effect. I love that.
So
once again, gravityandmomentum.org for all your washable blood needs. Greg, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show.
You.
Wish you nothing but success at future haunt cons and other conventions, Transworld. And others that you may be attending. So check out gravityandmomentum.com for this really cool, hopefully very innovative new blood product. My name is Drew Badger here at the Big Scary Show in HauntCon in beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we are out.
All right, thank you.
Excellent. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live, HauntCon in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, talking to all the vendors and everybody out there, checking out all the new ones, the old ones, everyone in between. Talked to this guy a long time ago, I believe in Reno at Haunt X, and he's back, had a first-year product out there. If you're a haunted house and you have issues with your personnel as far as schedules and getting all that done, you know that what a nightmare you can have there. We got Matt Reuter from Haunt Scheduler, or HauntScheduler.com, correct?
Haunt Scheduler is what it is.
HauntScheduler.com, and... last year was your first year kind of implementing that. You had about 100 haunts, if what you told me was right. And what basically happened when Haunt Scheduler was implemented in haunted houses?
What it did is it took the stress off of the scheduler. It's giving them the ability to quickly see all their actors and their availability, and it's giving them a bird's eye view of their haunt. Some of the features that we implemented last year that really helped them out was the ability to add unlimited custom fields. So for those odd questions that you want to find out from your actors, like have they worked for you before, can they wear a mask, Can you use stilts? That kind of
thing. Latex, that kind of stuff that you don't normally think about in a standard interview.
Right. That was added. And then the ability to check in and check out. So now you can have your actors come up to someone designated to be the check in and check out person. They can check in and check out. So you have that up to exact minute of when they got there and then when they left. So that also helped them out. This year we're going to add a little bit more ability to that, to the ability to check in and check out with a QR code. So be a QR code scanner. And then the other thing is we're looking to implement is a makeup piece. And that will give the makeup artist the ability to see what all the makeups are supposed to be in the haunt. So when they're doing the makeups, they can actually pull up that what the looks are supposed to be like, so they have a reference right there for that.
What was some of the major feedback the haunts provided with you when they were running these things? What did work, what didn't work, that kind of stuff?
As far as things that did work, the ability to have their actors come and sign up for their haunts. So instead of having a written form, they got everything that was typed out, so they didn't have to read through the chicken scratch that they could get on a application or whatnot. Some of the things that they said did not work is the slow time that it took to check people out, and that's why we're implementing the check-in and check-out with the QR code.
Okay.
Some of the other things is that it wasn't really easy to navigate through, and we've worked through some of those things also.
Okay. And are you getting a lot of interest today here at HauntCon?
Yes, we are. A lot of interest, and then we've had a couple of our customers coming back and praising us. Rise Haunted House, Talladega Frights, Dark Hour, they're all giving us a lot of praise. So
excellent.
We're getting good feedback.
So what else is coming on the horizon for 2015? I assume you'll be at Transworld or Midwest or some of the other conventions where you'll have this information out?
Yes, we'll be at Transworld and Midwest. The other thing is we're partnering with HauntPay, and with HauntPay, what you're going to be able to get is the ability to see all your sales and everything inside HauntScheduler, so it's kind of a partnership with that.
Nice.
So, and we're looking to find other vendors that do that type of service so we can integrate them. What we're looking to do with HauntScheduler is to make it a main hub so you can do everything from one program.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. So for people interested in checking out your maybe some examples from other haunts or some testimonials, a little more detail on what you do and what you can provide for a particular haunt, I assume you customize it to a particular haunt as opposed to just giving them a template, or how does that work?
It's just a basic template. When you buy the program, you get all of our features with it. We're looking to add a frequently asked questions section, and then give examples of some of the custom fields that most haunts are using, so then they can say, oh, that will work for us, and we never even thought of that. So
excellent. So, again, how can they get that information, website, social media, et cetera?
You guys can, or anybody can look us up on Facebook, Haunt Scheduler, or you can go to our website, www.hauntscheduler.com.
Excellent. Matt Reuter again. Congratulations on a successful year one with at least 100 haunts. Hopefully you'll get maybe double or triple that this year as word gets around and all the people are talking about the benefits of Haunt Scheduler, because, again, that's one of the biggest headaches and everything for personnel people is trying to keep track of all those pesky actors that are just running around crazy, right?
That's correct.
Absolutely. Once again, HauntSchedule.com for that. Check out all that good stuff. And next year you can check out HauntCon. Because you can't check it out this year, because it's going on right now in Baton Rouge. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here live. It's Mardi Gras. We're here at HauntCon. I found some folks from Midway Wicked Woods in Statesville, North Carolina. Great haunted attraction. I've been there. What do you think about all this?
Pretty amazing. We've never been to Mardi Gras. Amazing amount of people. The floats are beautiful.
Never seen anything quite like this. That's for sure. Not even the Christmas parade in Charlotte compares.
That's true. This is crazy.
How'd Midway do this year?
We did good.
For anybody wanting to know, what's the website so you can give yourself a plug for Midway Wicked Woods?
MidwayWickedWoods.com.
Great haunt. Again, anybody going down I-40 around North Carolina, go check them out next year. Drew Badger here at Mardi Gras, about to lose my voice. We're out.
As we slide back into the swamp where we hid the body, we would like to thank the following people and others. Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse. Von Charon Productions. Von Charon, VonCharon.com. Screamline Studios at ScreamlineStudios.com. We'd also like to thank the Four Ghosts. Storm, catch his ramblings at HauntMinute.com. The Unknown Scare Actor, videos and more, UnknownScareActor.com. The Hauntstrom medalist Jerry Vane, pick up his newest CD, Bodies in the Bayou, at JerryVane.com. Also available as a digital download on iTunes and all other digital media sites. And Drew Badger, actor, trainer, consultant, and more. RabbitBadger.biz. Be sure to tell us what you think. Send feedback to us at feedback@BigScaryShow.com. And keep sending in those news items. News@BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BigScaryShow. Make sure to follow us on our new Twitter account at The Big Scary Show. We just may occasionally tweet out some information that you won't find anywhere else. Be sure to search for The Big Scary Show on iTunes. And while you're there, please give us a review. We would appreciate it a lot. Tune in next time when we bring you the latest news and information from the world of haunting and horror. And thank you once again for listening. Without you, we are nothing. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is The Big Scary Show.
The Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.